Blog Talk Radio.
Program Let's Talk. The number is 1-917-889-2678. Let's get into some world news. in headlines. Cuba embraces two surprising free market reforms. North Korea leaders trip spurs secession speculation. Chilean family survives quake, faces mine collapse. Two cars explode in Mexico where 72 bodies found. Tepid response from U.S. public to Pakistan floods. South African girl survives attack that dies in crash. Sudan leader defies arrest warrant, visits Kenya. UN attacks on Hutus in 1990s could be genocide. Scientists, we've cracked wheat's genetic code. American imprisoned in North Korea returns to Boston. That was the world news in headlines. Let's give you some financial news. PC industry's woes could mean bargains this fall. Stocks gain as Burmic GDP reassure investors. Mackey's speech shows effort to find Fed consensus. Paul Allen sues major tech companies, including Google. Iowa approved egg farm tied to habitual violators. Investors flee treasuries on Bernanke's remark. CEO J&J let down public was work to build trust. United Continental to help Southwest in Newark. Boeing again delays first delivery of 787. Economy edges closer to stalling government saves. That was financial news in headlines also. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about the Sudanese leader defying arrest warrant issued by ICC. In the wake of that, he visits Kenya during the signing of the new constitution. The program is Let's Talk. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to, you know, weigh in on the topic tonight about the Sudanese leader defies arrest warrant and visits Kenya. Or you can call in to holler at Bismarck or just send a request out to a friend or family. But the number again is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in. Let me give you some details about the topic of the Sudanese leader. Nairobi, Kenya. Sudan's president defied an international arrest warrant by visiting Kenya on Friday, causing an outcry from the International Criminal Court, which fruitlessly pressured authorities here into arresting the man accused of masterminding the genocide in Darfur. Rather than arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who was invited along with other regional leaders for the signing of Kenya's new constitution, officials here treated him with the dignity accorded a head of state. Wearing a dark suit and tie, al-Bashir had a front row position for the historic ceremony. The ICC has no police force and depends on member states to enforce its orders. Al-Bashir's presence in Kenya underscored that the system to bring the world's worst human rights violators to justice depends on member states, and raised doubts about Kenya's willingness to hand over suspects expected to soon be charged by the ICC for post-election violence that left more than 1,000 Kenyans dead in 2007 to 2008. Al-Bashir was charged in March 2009 with 5 counts of crimes against humanity and 2 of war crimes for allegedly orchestrating atrocities in Darfur, a region of Sudan. In July, the ICC charged him with 3 counts of genocide, the first time the world's first permanent war crimes tribunal has issued genocide charges. Darfur's ethnic African rebels rose up in 2003, accusing Sudan's Arab-dominated central government of neglect and discrimination. UN officials estimated 300,000 people died and 2.7 million were displaced. In The Hague, Netherlands, where the ICC is based, the judges said in a written order that Kenya has a clear obligation to cooperate in enforcing arrest warrants. The court also ordered its registrar to inform the UN Security Council of Al-Bashir's presence in Kenya in order for them to take any measure that they deemed appropriate. His presence there is a slap on the souls of the victims of the genocide in Darfur, said Ahmed Hussein Adam, spokesman for the Justice and Equality Movement, the most powerful rebel group in Darfur. President Barack Obama said he was disappointed at the presence of Al-Bashir, saying in a statement, "We consider it important that Kenya honor its commitments to the ICC and to the international justice, along with all nations that share those responsibilities." Kenyan Foreign Affairs Minister Moses Wetangula defended the invitation, saying Al-Bashir is the head of state of a friendly neighbor state. Al-Bashir later skipped out on the state luncheon hosted by the Kenyan president. Earlier this year, he traveled to Chad, another ICC member state that also opted not to apprehend him. Wetangula argued that Kenya did not act on the ICC warrant because the African Union has decided no member should arrest the Sudanese leader. Other AU members, such as South Africa, though, have indicated that they would arrest Al-Bashir if he visited their countries. Al-Bashir's stop in Kenya was kept under wraps until the last minute. A schedule of heads of state sent out Thursday evening indicated that Sudan would be represented by the country's first vice president. Al-Bashir is the first sitting head of state indicted by the world's first permanent war crimes tribunal since it was established in 2002. He refuses to recognize the court's jurisdiction. While the Kenya trip only marked his second trip to an ICC member state, Al-Bashir has visited Ethiopia, Eritrea, Egypt, and Libya, attended an Arab League summit in Qatar, and performed a pilgrimage to Islam's holiest city, Mecca, in Saudi Arabia. A top Kenyan human rights activist, Nshonjo Moore, said Al-Bashir's visit should worry those seeking justice for Kenya's spasm of violence since then 2 years ago. If Kenya cannot arrest and transfer Al-Bashir, it is unlikely it will arrest and transfer its top politicians and businessmen who may be indicted, or the head of the Kenya chapter of the International Center for Transitional Justice, told the Associated Press. ICC prosecutor Louis Milano Ocampo, has said he believes that crimes against humanity were committed during the violence after Kenya's 2007 election. He has said he expects the investigation to conclude by the end of this year, culminating in charges against up to roughly a half dozen people who allegedly directed the violence. Larson reported from Johannesburg, Associated Press writers Mark Corder in The Hague, Netherlands, and Tom Oleke in Nairobi also contributed to this report. This is a very interesting report about the African country Sudan and its president, Al Bashir. The ICC has issued an arrest warrant for Al Bashir, charging him with genocide in Darfur for the killing of over 300,000 people and 2.7 million displaced. And Al Bashir was invited to Kenya by the Kenyan government to celebrate its signing of Kenya's new constitution. And he said that he was treated with dignity according to the head of states. He was even given a front row seat. Now, don't forget, Kenya is also a member of the ICC, the International Criminal Court. Kenya is also a member. It's Kenya's obligation to carry out the actions of the ICC, even if it means the arrest of Al Bashir, the Sudanese president. But this tells you how some African leaders see their position in Africa and how they see Africa and the Africans. Some African leaders see their position in Africa as dictators, having absolute power, and they are above the law in these countries. And they also see themselves as some sort of corrupt. They don't see themselves as corrupt, but they see themselves as some sort of powerhouse in Africa. And by helping out each other, they think they will be able to escape international justice. Now, Kenya is using an excuse, linking the AU, the African Union, and they are saying that it was decided among the member states of the African Union not to arrest the Sudanese president. It said, yeah, Winston Gula argued that Kenya did not act on the ICC warrant because the African Union has decided no member should arrest the Sudanese leader. Other AU members such as South Africa. Only South Africa. South Africa is also an ICC member and is also an AU member, African Union member. They have said that if Al Bashir steps foot on their soil, they will arrest him. Now, this worries me about Kenya. Kenya is celebrating the signing of the new constitution. Is it democratic? Is it a constitution for all? Or is it just laws made to protect those in power and to deal with those who are not in power? The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to weigh in on this discussion. Should Al Bashir be arrested by the ICC and should the African leaders that are member states of the ICC and the African Union have al-Bashir arrested and turned over to the ICC? Call in the numbers 1-917-889-2678 and you can weigh in on this discussion. This is a very important issue in Africa right now, in Sudan. This is your host, Bismarck, on Radio Talk 101.3. This is Peter Cole on Wake Up. Africa needs to wake up. Peter Cole. My Liberian Girl, a sugar pump from the album 2010 Project.
Oh, my Liberian Girl.
You're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3.
Oh, my Liberian Girl. Oh, my Liberian Girl. Oh, my Liberian Girl. Oh, my Liberian Girl. Oh, my Liberian Girl.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
I'ma play some old school. I'm a person. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a Christian Shields. Let's do it.
We going straight to the moon. Cheers. Baby girl, you live in a star. Now open your mind. My love is out of this world. I'm
about to go somewhere.
My love is out of this world. Out of this world. Out of this world. Ain't nobody get in my head. Make it clear, you know. I'm focused on you. I can think about it, honey, things to your body that I would like to do, but I'ma take it slow, baby. Ask me anything you wanna know, baby. I'm feeling for your love, I need a dose, baby. You know, baby, that you tell me go. See, I'ma play some more
food. I'ma play some more.
We go in straight to the moon. Baby, girl, you live in a star. That won't be too much. My love is out of this world. My love is out of this world. We go in straight to the moon. Baby, girl, you live in a star. That won't be too much. My love is out of this world. My love is out of this world.
Forever, ever, forever, ever, 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 ever question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't have no question, you about to hear. I don't have no question, you about to hear.
What's the name forever?
No question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't have no question, you about to hear. I don't have no question, you about to hear.
What's the name forever?
T.T. hold the gold medal. Y'all females gon' rep a question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't make no question, you about to hear. I don't have no question, you about to hear. I don't have no question, you about to hear.
What's the name forever, ever?
T.T. hold the gold medal. Y'all females gon' rep a
that was forever. Feeling Donna Bobby. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Pismo.
Yeah, baby. Come on, tell me. Yeah, baby. What you call? Come on now. Yeah, baby. Come on now.
Can you tell me what you want from me? I really want to know. Can you tell me what you want from me? I really wanna know. Can you tell me what you want from me? I really wanna know. Can you tell me what you want from me? 'Cause I've tried everything I could do.
Do you remember the time when I was in the cold, didn't have nowhere to go, baby? Do you remember the time when I opened the door, when you turned your back on me? Do you remember the time when I took my bed?
Can you tell me what you want
Interesting story here from Newsweek, one of America's leading news weeklies. The story is about the Liberian president, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. It says, by Jason McClure, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has been named by Newsweek, one of America's leading news weeklies, as one of the 10 best leaders of the world. A story by Jason McClure, a Newsweek correspondent, had this to say about the Liberian leader. When Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was elected Liberia's president and Africa's only female head of state in 2005, she inherited a country disseminated by years of violence. between 1989 and 2003, two horrific civil wars had killed as many as 250,000 of Liberia's 3 million people and displaced thousands more. More than 15,000 UN peacekeepers were deployed on the ground to maintain a fragile peace. At the time of her election, Sirleaf, who held positions at the World Bank and the UN before her political run, told Newsweek, "I'm most concerned with being a mother to Liberia. I want to heal the deep wounds of this nation." Now, 5 years later, fewer than 8,000 UN troops remain in Liberia. The country has boosted school enrollment by 40%, restored power and running water to urban centers, and turned its timber and diamond industries into thriving and legitimate trades. Sirleaf has also slashed Liberia's external debt from $4.9 billion in 2006 to $1.7 billion today. Under her leadership, Liberia is a country rebuilt and reborn. The Newsweek article could have added that in June this year, Liberia reached the apex of its requirements to be considered among the heavily indebted poor countries, HIPC, and that is paved the way for Liberia's staggering U.S. $4.6 billion debt to be waived. The announcement was made jointly in Washington, D.C. in June this year by the president of the World Bank and the managing director of the International Monetary Fund. Today's front page story on the highly significant progress of the Cotton Tree Buchanan Highway is another indication of serious progress on the national front. The reconstruction of the nation's deplorable road system formed throughout the country. Illustrated by Newsweek source material is Alex Wong. This is a story about the Liberian president, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the first female African president. And as we heard, it says that President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has been named by Newsweek, one of America's leading news weeklies, as one of the 10 best leaders of the world. Hey, big up shout out to Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, President of the Republic of Liberia. She's doing her best. You know, there's an old saying from Liberia: if it is not spoiled, don't try to fix it. If it is not broken, don't try to fix it. Why change a lady that is doing her best, you know, with the people and with the laws of the country? You know, give her another chance. You know, that's another question. Should Ellen be reelected as president of Liberia? The number is 1-917-889-2678. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. We've got about 9 minutes down to the hour right now, and let's get into something right now by my girl Bree Lyrical featuring Nation's Final One. I'm yours.
Nationwide, Bree Lyrical. Just don't leave, baby. I lie to you and tell the truth to the outside. I'm looking at my watch cause I'm thinking it's about time to hang the jersey up. Baby, you've been hurt enough.
Tell me what you want.
check the iPhone. Just to make sure that I'm home. On time, cause your only exceptions when I'm on the grind. Be a good to know your mind, even though that it ain't Valentine. And if it was Valentine, you would be my Valentine. I'm lucky and you're my holy clover. And that's something that you rarely find. You will make a great baby mama when it's time. I hope you carry mine. Combination of both, good brain plus you're very fine. Everybody makes mistakes, but you forgive me every time. Kiss and make up, your lip gloss is that cherry kind. Just stay down like you falling and you can't get up. And I'm your soldier boy, still stalling just to crank it up. To get the ball rolling, you've been way too long, Bree. Nation got something to say just in case you wanna leave.
Tell me what you want, Nation. I know that I got you, boy. You know I'm gonna be here.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. It's about 4 minutes down to the hour right now. It's almost time for us to get out of here. It's Friday night. It's TGIF. Hey, if you're getting ready to go out there tonight to hang out or you're getting ready for work, hey, make sure you drive safely. If you're going out there, don't drink and drive. If you're driving, buckle up. You know, don't text and drive. You know, if you go out there today, you know, do a favor, do some good for somebody else. It's not about you today, it's about somebody else, you know. And to all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family around the world, hey, we want to say we love you. We want to thank you for your love and support for Radio Talk 101.3. We highly, highly appreciate it. And, you know, keep tuning in to the same station, same time, you know, same host, Bismarck, and we'll bring you the best from around the world. This evening we brought you world news and information about the situation in Sudan concerning the Sudanese president's arrest warrant that was issued out by the ICC, the International Criminal Court, for his arrest. Charging him with genocide in Darfur. And also, we talked about the recognition of the Liberian president, President Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who has been recognized by Newsweek as one of the 10 best presidents in the world. I think she's number 8. And big ups to President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Hey, make sure you join the same time, same station. And coming up next week, we're going to be having an interview with James Diba, a Liberian soccer star. We're going to be talking about his soccer career, life after soccer, and about the political atmosphere in Liberia. So make sure you tune in next weekend for the interview with James Salinsa Diba, like one of Liberia's soccer stars. You've been listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Don't forget, coming up in October 23rd, the second annual Liberian Music Award in Atlanta, Georgia. and in November is the first annual Liberian Hip Hop Award. And to all the African independent recording artists out there, don't forget, coming up 2011, the first annual African Independent Music Award. So keep your calendars all booked for that. And also coming up next week is the interview with Liberian recording artist Moses Soiree. We're going to be talking about his album, projects in the making, his tours. He's right now in the U.S. and he's going to be doing some tours. So don't forget next weekend, the interview with James Diba, Liberian soccer star, and Moses Soiree, Liberian recording artist. Hey, it's been fun. As always, love. It's this month on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, this is your host, Chris Morgan. Hey, it's been all fun. It's been all love. Hey, we love you. Love, peace, and happiness. Have a blessed evening. Peace. Radio Talk 101.3. Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.